Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What?
You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going to be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself and Carlos King.
Teddy Walters, I'm back.
Did you miss me?
I miss you all the time, but I got something to tell you.
What?
Somebody told me to give you a message, girl.
Oh, and you're going to blindside me? I mean, we're on group text. Let's wait till we're live on the pod. Let's go.
Well, listen, I'm a journalist. Hey, Portia, and so are you, Teddy Walters. And I thought you could take it. I got a text message that said, you tell Teddy Walters to keep my name out her mouth, like Will Smith said.
Who was it? That could be so many people.
Okay, it may not have been that verbatim, but I had a conversation with Dr. Wendy.
Oh, for the love. The thing I'm going to say about Dr. Wendy.
What?
When I sent her those original DMs, one, I was doing my job. Two, at that point in time, I really enjoyed her on the show. I never called for her to be fired. I said, I need it to be a pause. And I don't know why I got all the heat on this. I simply didn't like her watching her this season on Potomac. And I'm sorry if you liked her at this reunion, Carlos, I got questions for you.
Bringing up
someone's child, paternity, at the reunion for the first time.
Maybe
focus on some of her actions before she cares about me saying I could use a little break from Dr. Wendy.
Ooh, this is starting off hot. Okay, so let's dive right into it, Teddy. I'm going to have you. Where should we begin? And we'll talk about it.
Okay, well, first we have to do housewife headlines. I guess we have to. The fact that Dr. Wendy and I got on a Twitter fight is so crazy to me because I mean, my job is to recap what I'm watching. If I'm you're only as good as last week's episode. Sometimes I'm going to love it. Sometimes I'm not. And if you dislike me so much, why do you care what I have to say enough to tweet DMs from before this season even aired? That, by the way, my producer from iHeart sent so that you would come on the pod.
It's all in fun and games because everybody knows that me and you are close, Teddy. So a few of the Housewives fans were like, Carlos, you better get Teddy. Wendy, tell Carlos your boy to get Teddy. I'm like, wait, what's happening? And then Dr. Wendy and I were texting. I initiated it. I want to make it clear.
I know.
But listen, it's all fun. It's all silly. I just wanted to, of course, gag you. Who would I be about to gag you first, Teddy?
Do you think you did?
No, a good gag meaning, no, it's a good gag meaning it was unexpected.
It was unexpected. I did appreciate it. But like, we got to get into Potomac because I do think, and I'm not calling out Dr. Wendy specifically, I do think there will be a lot of changes after that reunion. But we will recap both parts of the reunion after we get through Housewife headlines.
Okay.
Okay, the first Housewife headlines is from today article. The cast for season 15 of The Real Housewives of New York City has been announced. All six stars of the previous season are returning. How do you feel about this part? Jenna Lyons said she will be back for a second season, but has made it abundantly clear she's going to keep her loved ones, including girlfriend Cass Bird, off camera. I have a relationship, but I would not like to name her, Lyons said. I want her to keep her out of the press. That is my commitment to her. It's off the table. I joined this process. She did not.
It sets a bad precedent. Yeah. It sets a bad precedent. Even when Bethany Franco came back to her Housewives of New York, another installment of New York, and said, you would not see my daughter. And to have those sort of demands, you're going down a very slippery slope, because if that's the case, then why is it fair that the rest of the women have to show their husbands? And the husbands do not get paid. The children do not get paid. And let's be real here. If you don't have a full life and a full storyline, you're on the chopping block. So,
but is it just showing us that how much control she does have by her status?
I knew that last year because I don't know why she's on the show, period. I think in real life, she's an accomplished, beautiful, successful woman. She is not a reality star. She just isn't. I don't know. I never heard of her. I from Detroit, Michigan. I live in LA, Atlanta as well. I've never heard of Jenna Lyons. She is, in my opinion, strictly New York City. So to give her this sort of like pass, people like me never heard of the woman. And I don't care if she's on or off the show. I think she brings absolutely nothing to New York City. And that's not against her character as an accomplished, successful woman.
Well, I think she is interesting. And when she does share parts of her, like even like her medical journey, those types of things are interesting to me. What I do think, not just for the people watching, but for the other cast, I feel like once one person draws that line in the sand, it's really hard for others not to. But I do think we need to point out that there are ways that you can go. You can film with certain people and you set your own schedule. So like, for example, I filmed with my kids. I always would allow my kids if it was something like that. But the one thing I didn't enjoy was putting my kids to bed on camera. I did it one time. It made me feel uncomfortable. My kids felt frantic. It didn't feel natural because they were performing. And from that point on, I said, listen, I'll film with my kids, but I'm not doing bedtime routine. It feels fake. And I don't like it. I don't like that feeling. And I don't like doing that to them, disrupting their bedtime routine. But anytime else, like, let's talk about it. So I think it's one thing setting your schedule, but also if the person is refusing and they're they're in a relationship with somebody on a reality show, I don't know. It feels weird to me.
Because it is weird, because you worked on Housewives and you knew how much you had to give your personal life to that show. None of the husbands besides Joe Gorga is thrilled to film a housewife scene. The Jersey guys, all of them love it, right?
Yeah.
But that's not the case with a lot of these women husbands. I mean, we'll talk about Juan Dixon, lack of support at the reunion for Potomac. So no, I don't like it. And again, if she was a Bethany Franco, I at least understood like, well, shit, let's get Bethany back. We don't need the daughter. Like, because she's Bethany Franco, especially at that time. She said, Andy went to her house and said, I need you back. She said, you can't afford me. He said, give me a number. She gave a ridiculous number and he said, I'll get back to you. She said, but under one condition, you cannot film my daughter. And he said, I think that's okay. And they gave her the ridiculous number, allegedly, that she wanted. But that was her stipulation.
But what are your thoughts on people that put in stipulations about not wanting their children or significant others on the television show, but will plaster them on their social media?
Yeah, exactly. That to me is weird. And look, I'm going to be very honest with you. If you were on this show the first 4 or 5 seasons and were iconic and you left and I want you back.
Yeah.
Then you can have stipulations, but you can't have stipulations as a first season reality star. That's insane to me.
Well, my guess is they think she brings a certain level of like cachet or class or like what people aspire to be.
Have you heard of her before the show?
No, but I never knew that chickens only had one hole until yesterday. So I wouldn't say that I'm the brightest. Yeah. Did you know? I found this out yesterday.
I don't care to know that, Teddy Walters.
Well, I didn't either, but I learned it yesterday. So my point is, I don't know all the things.
She's not worth it, is my point.
The next one is Shannon Bedore talks about the lawsuit John Jansen filed against her on Big Wig Hello Drama on their Instagram. I guess I maybe misquoted something when I read the article verbatim. I guess I left off a portion. I don't know if this is true, but this is going off DMs I got. People were very upset that I didn't say a part that was allegedly in the original documentation, which was Shannon tried to pay him back, but he refused because he wanted blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I read from the Instagram. I don't know. I haven't talked to Shannon about this. I don't know. But Shannon is on Jeff Lewis saying she got a letter that she needed to come up with a payment to pay John's money plan. Attorney fees were going to surpass the amount of money that John wanted from Shannon. She offered to pay John the exact amount that he wanted, but he turned the deal down because he didn't want to sign a mutual non-disparagement agreement, which is where you say you won't talk badly about someone. Shannon says there were 2 times where he gave her money, and there were many times where she also gave him money. She paid for hotels and airfare, took him to New York City 4 times in 4 months, and he would ask her stylist to pull some stuff for him, but never paid her back. Production for the show stretched out her pay so she wasn't getting paid as often. She told him she was stressed about the bill she needed to pay, and he said, let me give it to you. John wired her money, and she assumed it was a gift since she paid for him in the past. Shannon has 2 lawsuits, and she says both have Bellino around it, so it's coincidental, but doesn't know if she had anything to do with this. Oh, I didn't even think about that bottom part.
Oh, Alexa Bellino being back on the show as a friend of, and all of a sudden Shannon's life is turned upside down.
Well, part I thought of, but I didn't realize that both lawsuits allegedly had to do with her.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? But that's the reason why the smart producers over at OC cast Alexis, who is going to provide so much good stuff to the show. Look, I think Shannon is interesting. I'm kind of over the Shannon taking her mic off. And I think Shannon needs a pause personally, but what she's going through legally is not fun. And I don't wish that on anybody. A legal situation is not fun for anyone involved, but I am thrilled to see it play out on the show because I think Alexis Jesus Jugs Bellino is going to set this shit on fire, baby.
I think so too. But did you hear that little leaked audio clip from Tamara and Shannon? And I don't know. It was on Instagram.
You gonna text Tamara, Teddy?
I have not. I've only texted Tamara, when are you home? I haven't talked to her about, like, when she's on her trips or when, like, we don't do it. But I will say this, from what I heard on that audio, I am not the world's best drunk. I can say it depends on my mindset. I am not. I'm either great and I'm the most fun ever, or I am a living nightmare. But the difference is I do not drink and drive. So whatever argument anybody has, you have to take accountability for that. And then the other shit, like, we can either be good drunks, bad drunks.
I don't drink for those very reasons. Because
you're sober.
Yes, I'm like, Kyle, I do not drink. Listen, can you imagine me drunk? Like, I'm already loud and obnoxious anyway on a shot of ginger. So I don't need a shot of tequila, honey, to be like this. But that's why I'm with you. Listen, drinking and driving is dangerous. And all jokes aside, I just want Shannon to be able to look within herself, because I do think there are some issues there that she hasn't resolved. Because going through a divorce on camera in real time is no fun. And then your husband happens to be a cheater. And then he's parading his new woman around the kids. And so I do feel bad for Shannon. And I think she needs to admit that there could be a problem so that she can get the help she needs.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's all, it's on in the world of reality television, and stop me if you think that I'm wrong, there's such a difference between wanting to prove to the audience that you're okay versus actually how you feel. And I feel like the disconnect between the two is where people really struggle. Like, there are moments when you watch every housewife respond to something and you're like, in real life, would you even care that somebody said this to you? Or would you be like, I hear you? But all of a sudden, when you feel like you have millions of people judging you, you have this large reaction. Because nobody likes to be, I don't know. I mean, I think even Lala Kent said it. I saw like a little clip about it, but she said, listen, when one person tells you something, you can kind of take it. But when you see it, like after 500 people have DM'd you the same thing, whether it's like physical aesthetics or whatever it may be, it starts to weigh at you. And I think that's what she's probably struggling with, is just that like judgment from others, where like you have to like yourself first.
Oh, 100%. And you got to stop trying to prove something to the audience. Like, get the help that you need. Like, the audience is fickle anyway. They're going to love you and hate you regardless. So you might as well focus on yourself.
Yeah, you either have to get the help that you need, or if you're not ready, say, listen, I'm not ready. And I'm sorry, take me or leave me. Like, I'm not saying that's a great way to be, but like, at least be transparent about whatever you're going through. And then I feel people have empathy, because people have been in that situation where you know you need to change, but you're not ready.
Yeah, it's relatable.
Oh my gosh, this next story is so sad, and I hate to go from one to the other, but Real Housewives of Orange County alum Lori Peterson's son, Josh, he passed away. Did you see this?
Mm-hmm, I did.
Lori posted on her Instagram, it was with a shattered heart that I write this post to let you know that my sweet Josh left this earth Easter Sunday. No one can ever prepare you for this feeling of such deep loss. Every fiber in my body hurts. Josh fought every single day for most of his adult life for his life, but this past Sunday, the challenge was too great. He received the most joy, pride, and purpose through his daughter, Kennedy, and watching her grow through the years. Lori adopted her granddaughter as a baby more than a decade ago. Josh battled drug addiction and legal turmoil for years. His struggles were documented throughout the first couple seasons of Orange County, which I was recapping with Tamara on Flashback, which they really showed so much of their kids back then.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was a completely, but my heart really goes out to that entire family that her daughter posted as well. And it's just really sad.
Hearts to Lori. It's and the bravery that she exemplified on her time doing OC Housewives in terms of talking about it. Because a lot of moms, especially, you know, unfortunately, suburban moms, you know, deal with this with their children. So the fact that she was able to talk about it on the show, I think that's also the reason why we all are so devastated, because we were a part of some of their journey. And I just wish her the best. It's unfortunate. And the fact that she adopted her granddaughter, I mean, that's a stellar woman and mom and grandmother.
And you saw how much like she held her bound. Like you saw her doing all of the things that you hear if you're in a family that's struggling and going through that. Like, she's giving every type of support. She doesn't appear to be enabling, like everything that people say, like she really supported and loved her son and wanted what's best for him. And I hope that, as his sister and Lori both wrote, I hope that he has found peace. And my love, my heart goes out to them. And I'm sorry for anyone out there struggling in that way.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What?
You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going to be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. This next one. Anne Marie's Instagram story about Sutton. The juxtaposition between these headlines is a lot. Did you see this?
Oh, I think I'm in it.
Oh, are you in it? Oh my God.
It has something to do with my interview.
Oh, your podcast.
Yes, girl.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Okay, so she was on your pod and... Yeah. Anna Marie posted this on her Insta story. She reposted something that Sutton tweeted. The hypocrisy of this woman is starting to wear at me. Great friends, then to turn so severely weeks later on a different podcast. Ma'am. And so then we see like a clip of Anna Marie at Juicy Scoop and then a clip of her on your pod. Anna Marie then posts, oh my God, is she drinking coffee again at 10 a.m.? Juicy Scooped was taped before the reunion and before Garcelle's statements were mysteriously all over a defamatory article about me. Carlos King was taped after Garcelle started acting shady towards me. Please go away and ride your horse.
Yes. I love a good shade.
So Anna Marie shared, at first I thought Sutton did, and I was like, oh, hell, Sutton, you did not do yourself any favors.
I was going to say, come on, girl. But look, in Anna Marie's defense, and you know this, Teddy, you try to be cordial, right, while the show is airing, and you're thinking, like, we're at a decent place.
Yeah.
It's when someone throws a grenade at you that you're like, oh, really, bitch? Well, let me go back in my arsenal and my holster and read you back. So that's all Anna Marie was doing. She's responding to Garcelle telling the Daily Mail that a right winger has no place on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
So that was Anna Marie's response to what Garcelle said after it was revealed she was fired.
Right. And I think that it's clear that Anna Marie wants to be able to share her side of things, and the more that she shares, the more it's pissing off the ladies, because the ladies are like, you're gone.
Yeah. And I think Anna Marie has every right to talk about her experience.
Yeah,
she did not badmouth the network, Andy, the production company, none of it. She my interview was strictly, Teddy, about her feelings towards her own story, her childhood, and her thoughts about the women. She only shit-talked Garcelle, Sutton, and Crystal.
Well, this next one is Real Housewives of Girls Trip footage showing Carolyn Manzo and Brandi Glanville and sent temporarily restricted by court. The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip footage that purports to show an incident between Carolyn Manzo and Brandi Glanville has been restricted. Executive producer Leisha Shannon submitted the videos this week in an attempt to have the lawsuit thrown out. Although the footage cannot be seen, Shannon notes that it details the incident at issue in the complaint, Manzo's perceptions of it, the other cast members' perception of it, and the aftermath of the encounter. Manzo has alleged that Glanville forced her tongue into her mouth and humped her without consent. Shannon also claims that Manzo said she felt disrespected by Brandi, but acknowledged Glanville did not sexually violate her. Our primary concern at that point was making sure that Manzo felt safe, read the document. She told us that she felt safe and that she wanted to continue to film, that she did not want Glanville to be sent home. This is where I wish Brandi would have just stayed quiet.
Yes, yes.
But she has been all over Twitter, all over everything. I get it. I get that feeling of wanting to, but all of it is going to, you know, show itself regardless. So all of that talk on Twitter didn't do her any favors. Am I right?
No, and look, you're absolutely right. Listen, Brandi gets herself in trouble just by having diarrhea of the mouth and not like revealing stuff. It's more so about when you're dealing with a legal situation, you have to let it play out in court. And that's what we're seeing now. And look, I am friends with Carolyn Manzo. I worked with her in Jersey for 2 seasons. Look, Carolyn is very conservative. You know, she's not the party girl. She never mixed in with the drunken ladies on Jersey. That wasn't her thing. And I think the reason why I refrain from making a judgment based on the incident is because I wanted to understand fully what happened. And now that it's coming out, it's interesting to hear the executive producer saying she felt that it was one way, but she did not feel it was a sexual assault. And again, I'm not a lawyer. It is this thing with wordplay in terms of, but is that how Carolyn felt? You know, so I think that's the dangerous gray area that we're facing right now.
Yeah. And I think we'll just keep finding out more information. Do you think that we'll ever see that?
Never.
Yeah,
you will never see Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. And in my humble opinion, Teddy Walters, the Real Housewives Girls Trip
is over.
Is never coming back. I think the idea of getting drunk women together is no longer anyone's appetite. I'll say that.
And I never even got a job offer.
I know, we wanted to see.
And that was my best episode, drunk eating.
Okay.
Listen.
We'll come up with something else.
The pop culture phenomenon, MILF Manor, is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What? You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going to be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
This next one is Rachel Fuda made a slight crop, cropping out Teresa. Isn't this in response to Teresa cropping Rachel out of something before?
I just think, look, I'll say this much. It's good for the show in terms of promoting it, because I don't think the show's getting the promotion that it deserves. It comes on like in 3 weeks, Teddy, and I don't know if you have. I haven't heard much about Jersey.
No.
And that's
I had to ask our producers today. I go, when is another Housewife starting to air? Like, when are we getting another Housewives? And they're like, oh, Jersey, May 5th. I'm like, I haven't seen anything about it.
Zero. And the entire like Photoshop of the recycled pictures with they're at a carnival that Gordon from Potomac, you know, created. And then you have Dolores Catania as the lead singer in the middle of the photo with Teresa and Melissa on the total opposite, which is that if that's not a sign of we're sick and tired of this Melissa Teresa drama. I don't know what is, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this, I mean, according to Bryce Sander, Andy Cohen expressed at BravoCon that the lack of communication between Teresa and Melissa will not work for future seasons of the show, which I think is exactly what he said to the women of Potomac when he started this reunion. Andy starting off this reunion by putting them all on notice, like made me start sweating.
Oh, yeah, and it made them start sweating, which is why they start getting activated.
Everyone's
and
you like...
Yeah, you never seen Giselle have a better reunion than she's having now.
Oh, says Giselle was great. But they start out, we're talking about Andy says all they they're happy when they talk about sex. Ashley talks about how she waits for her man to fall asleep to spit. I
things that I don't need to hear.
I do think that somebody else was having issues swallowing, and that was Giselle when she realized that she didn't have the first seat. Did you see her walk out and try to sit and then was like, girl, oh, who's sitting here?
How embarrassing was that? I mean, talk about a humble pie that you did not order off the dessert menu, honey. I felt bad for Giselle because, look, when you have had first chair for 7 consecutive seasons, yeah. Honey, and to find out as you're walking out, nothing is more embarrassing. But I will say this, good for the producers because it made Giselle aware no one is safe.
And also, know who I love together? Yeah. Giselle and Karen.
Me too.
I loved them. I love the fact that they could put their stuff aside in this it shows what kind of businesswomen they are. They're like, listen, we will put our shit aside and support one another because we both want our jobs next year. So,
yes,
figure it out.
I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. This is by far Giselle's best reunion. And it's because she has best second reunion. Chair.
Best reunion. I thought it was great. I also thought when Andy said that Juan Dixon doesn't have a basketball game.
Shady Andy, I was here for it. That's why he's so good at his job. No, listen, he's not at the laundromat buying Bounty. He's not at the nail salon getting cuticles. Like, why isn't your husband there? I think Juan is so disrespectful to Robin. I don't think he loves her that much. It saddens me that your wife has to defend your actions by herself. That's nasty work.
Can you help remind me from like season one of Potomac? How much was he on?
He was at every reunion up until he got exposed for the hot mic audio. And I mean, he still came on after that, but he's been very distant from the show since then. So when her main storyline is him, he refuses to be at the reunion. And that's the sad part.
But can I play devil's advocate for a second? Do you think that he's like, listen, I'm going to let you do what you need to do to keep this job, to make this money, to do what you can. But I'm not being paid to do this. So like, why do I need to be there? I mean,
because she's the breadwinner.
How did you think that Candace's husband did?
Well, because she's the breadwinner. Listen, let's have a real conversation.
So is Robin.
That's what I'm saying. Robin, exactly. No, what I'm saying is Chris showed up for Candace because.
But did he really show? I don't think he did her any favors.
It doesn't matter. Show up.
Neither did her poster board.
I mean, epic fail. I'm sick of props. Like, give it up.
That was a real doozy. I was like, for the love.
I don't like props. Like, stop it.
Yeah, I know. I just think I was wondering like who at Kinko's was like, all right, let me print out this size. And was it the same person that did Monica's burn book? And were they like cringe?
Another
as they
epic
were doing
fail.
It?
And that's my girl. That listen, guys, after Monique's binder, let's just stop with the props because you can't top.
I liked Monique's binder, by the way.
That's my
it.
Point.
Yeah,
you can't top that. You can't top that. Like a full size poster board at Kinko's, laminated, just to show at the reunion that we the audience are unable to see. It's not funny. It's
I
not
also want to know how the girls get this shit in. I couldn't even get in my lip gloss. Like I like watched. Like I remember like trying to bring my phone and like stuffing it behind the pillow and they're like, nothing, you can't have it. And I was like, like life-size posters that they're just bringing it. Oh, hold on. Let me grab this. It's like a whole human. But yeah, I think a lot of, I know we can't really get through the entire duration of these two episodes, you know, in our time frame, but what did you actually feel watching this reunion? Like, I'm not saying I want anyone fired, so I don't need that on me.
I do.
I am saying if you can't work stuff out, it is not entertaining, and I don't want to hear if you're not willing to take accountability for your own shit, which is why I was having a little bit of, and I love Candace in real life. Love, love, love.
Me too.
I had a hard time with her at the reunion. I had a hard time with Dr. Wendy because both of them were happy to throw stones at other people, but yet whenever it was back, it was like, oh no, I tried to fix this by doing this or saying this or I said this. I mean, if they had the tape, wouldn't they have rolled it?
I was, listen. I was shocked that Wendy admitted to having this nice, kind conversation with Giselle about her daughter. And then for Candace to say, yeah, she did have that conversation. Roll the tape. And Giselle said, it never happened. I'm like, no, Giselle, it happened because these girls were.
I thought they were going to roll it.
Me too. Because I'm like,
I was like, sorry, Giselle. I was like, I love you, but dang. I know your ass is lying. And then I was like, nope, they don't got it.
They don't have it. And then I'm like, well, who is zooming who? Aretha Franklin? Like, I was so embarrassed for Wendy and Candace because I'm like, okay, there's two people corroborating that it did happen. Giselle is super adamant it never happened. And then Andy's saying, sorry, guys, production saying we don't have the footage. So
this is what I think the problem is. I think that Wendy and Candace care more about the audience than they do about any of those other women. And I think that rang true with when it came to Mia and Gordon.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
I didn't like that. I mean, the fact that she's like, Karen and I have been fighting all season long. And even Mia goes, I've been coming at Karen all season long. And she still reached out to me multiple times. Like, there is a certain kind of bond that you have on that show when you're together and you all are exposing your lives, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And the fact that both Dr. Wendy and Candace felt above, whether they agree with what Mia is doing or not, was bizarre.
Yeah, listen, I love Candace and I love Dr. Wendy. I did not like that because of this reason. When Dr. Wendy said, well, you know, we had our issues, you hit me with the purse, I'm like, well, Wendy, you guys made up this season.
Yeah.
So we can't use that as an excuse. And I'm from the school of, at the end of the day, when something tragic happens in someone's life, whether that's divorce, something with children or parents, right? I think that's when you have to go above the drama and say, as a human being, I want you to know my heart goes out to you. I'm not saying call me girl, I'm going to cook you dinner. But I can at least say, hey, heard you're going through a divorce, my heart goes out to you. I think that says a lot about your intention with these women. So I was disappointed in Wendy and Candace for not at least sending a text. And I didn't like the fact that they were sort of like laughing at what Gordon said to the guys. I thought that was mean.
I did too, but also the fact that Wendy, when it came to Giselle's dad passing away, like, you've now seen the footage. You've now seen what happened.
It goes to show you how much they don't like each other. And that's why something drastic has to happen to this cast, because I can't watch another season. I didn't even finish watching this season because they do not like each other. And I think the reunion showcased how much they just don't like each other.
Yeah, I think it showcased. But I think also, Andy made points. Like, when he said to Wendy, he's like, oh, now that you have a talk show, you're giving me a lot of, I was like, shit, you stepped in it.
I thought that was so funny. Listen, I love a little shade. I thought that was so funny.
But you know, when he does that, he's like,
Oh, he's serious.
He's
just, so you guys know, when he does that, he's honestly serious.
He's like, I see you. You're not pulling a fast one on me.
Yes.
And
he catches it all, honey.
He catches it all. And I am, because he did it to Robin too, about the Uber comment or the Uber driver. And then he's like, should I let you in? Like, you could tell. You're like, oh.
Oh, yeah. You have to know Andy to know that he's joking, but there's some seriousness in that.
Yeah. I think, you know, clearly when it comes to the colorism stuff, I am not the one to speak on it.
Okay.
But if you were running the reunion, how would you have handled the situation?
In order to have a conversation about colorism, and this is where Dr. Wendy did get it right, you have to have the range to have that conversation.
Right.
And in the Black community, colorism still exists all around. I don't have, you know, 2 days to teach the world about the effects that colorism has on the Black community. But what I can share with you all is it's real. It really does happen. When it comes to the inner prejudice that we as a community have to deal with. And I was disappointed in all of the ladies, in the sense of, at least one time, this show is watched predominantly by white women. And I thought it was such a good way of educating the white female audience on this very important subject matter that we as Black people were taught, Teddy, since we were kids.
Yeah.
And to dismiss it as if it's a nothing burger. I'm not saying the women are colorists by any stretch of the imagination. What I am saying is use these eyeballs to educate the audience on what this means so that the audience can walk away saying, oh, I've learned something from this. You know, it's why I watch The View, for an example.
This was a teachable moment.
Yes.
That could have taught someone like me, but instead I came out only feeling like...
You felt uncomfortable.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to feel. I don't know what to think. And this was where I was looking to all of the women sitting on those couches to share how they felt. what they were going through, not how a tweet made them feel.
Thank you.
But how that a tweet and like how you actually felt are two different things, in my opinion.
Oh, 100%. But it also goes to show you the reason why I was largely disappointed is because they tried to dismiss it as if it's not an issue. And it is an issue. Now, it may not be the sole issue in your reasoning for not liking somebody. I get that. But let the audience understand why it's an issue to begin with.
Right.
But Dr. Rini, she did hit the nail on the head. Certain women on that stage, they do not have the range to have that conversation. And that was showcased on part two reunion.
Yeah, I agree. Let's get into, I don't even really care to discuss the Michael Darby stuff, all of that.
Who cares about this fake divorce? They're not getting a divorce, Teddy. Michael Darby does not want to film. Ashley is still living with him, having sex with him, holding his cum in her mouth until he says the Z's and counts sheep. This is a fake divorce. Yeah, it's not real.
I don't care. Just like I enjoy Robin. It doesn't bum me out that Juan's not there. I personally don't care if Juan is cheating or not cheating. If Robin doesn't care, I don't really care.
But tell me that. I want Robin to say, I don't care if he cheats. And guess what I was saying?
She is saying that. She said, listen, you guys don't, this is what I don't understand about people watching the show. She is going, guys, I've told you repeatedly, I'm good with what's happening with Juan. Like, I can't fight his battles for him. We've been together for a long time. Pretty much she's saying, like, I'm there till death do us part, regardless of what shit goes down. So doesn't matter what y'all say. Doesn't matter what he says. I'm in it to win it. We have to accept that. It may not be the relationship we personally want, but that is some relationships. Like, do you not know people that have met their significant other when they were young? Children practically, and they have grown together in a toxic way, but yet they still have love for one another and they're never going to move on. What is it my issue? It's not. I have own toxic things in my relationship? Yes.
And we all do.
30-year-olds.
Yes. No, but this is the thing. I wish she was able to articulate it the way you just did. And I think that's what's missing because, on one hand, she tries to pretend we're dumb when she's taping these rehearsed scenes of them in the kitchen making a protein shake. And she's like, well, you know, the girls are saying you at the nail salon. And I told them I don't care. I would rather her say this. Guys, if he's cheating on me, I don't care. That's my husband, the father of my kids, till death do us part. Yeah. I think we will all say, go ahead, bitch. Work.
Yeah. Like, I'd rather know and be a part of it than completely dark. And I'm getting mine too. Whatever it is, I do think they have love for each other. We just don't see it because he's so angry that he's having to be on television about it.
Teddy.
Yes.
Accountability coach.
For health and wellness.
Well, this is a healthy wellness situation.
It's like to run your first marathon, not who's cheating on you.
Well, this is a marathon of infidelity that I'm dealing with. Shit. Do you think Juan Dixon?
I just spit up my sparkling water. Okay.
at least we know she spits, guys. Okay. Do you think Juan Dixon is in love with Robin? In love.
I may have like a soft spot in my heart for Robin. I'm going to be like, once I meet you and I have a real conversation with you, if I can relate to you and I can feel the type of person that you are, I will say it. And this may be problematic to people listening to this podcast. If you have a good heart and I enjoy you and I don't think you take yourself too seriously, I most likely will like you. And the interview she gave me at BravoCon made me, like, I had not always been Team Robin all the time. But, like, when I heard her talk and she was just like, listen, he's my person. Is it always good? Hell no. But we love each other. I do believe that. Okay. Do I think that the way he treats her is, like, the way you want to believe that, like, in our fairy tale world that, like, we want to be treated by our significant others? 100% not. But I also don't think it's any more normal to watch Mia pick up the phone FaceTime from Inc. while Gordon's sitting behind her, while Love they're it. Living in Atlanta and Charlotte and Washington, D.C. But I wasn't mad at that either.
I'm not at all, honey.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What? You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going to be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Isn't Mia like the MVP of the show now?
I mean, she is a little slice of amazingness because
yes,
she doesn't care. But the it did take it too far for me. And I don't know if Wendy was throwing Mia the softball or if Wendy was just totally trying to like cut Mia off at the head. But like when Mia was sitting there talking and Wendy was like, well, Does Ink think he's the dad? Because that's the what I got in the messages. Karen fell off her chair, fell off the couch. Mm-hmm. And her first, Karen was so happy to have the first seat, but she was like wanting to slink off the stage. Like yes. She was ready to fence hump off the stage to get away from that situation. Like it was too much for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're being very quiet now.
No. Oh, girl, please. Now, listen. The reason why the girls who I love, like Robin and Giselle, they get mad at me is because I'm always like, guys, I got to be honest. I agree with you about Wendy bringing that up. I didn't like it either. I think that's something that Mia should share herself. It's not something that I think you should bring up without the parents' consent. And I do love the fact that Karen called it for what it was when she's like, we're talking about a child who's going to watch this one day. And it's one thing for me and Gordon to share the reality, which they did in the finale. But I think that's when the other ladies should just sit quiet.
I did see the kind of girl's girl that Mia is when she went up to NECA and basically said, girl, you better start talking or you're going to be walking. Like, I think that show, like, get it together. Come on.
Yeah. Come on, girl. What are we doing? When she said, it's like you're watching the show.
Yeah.
Like if you and I were there like this, Teddy, the whole time, like, ooh.
Hold on. Let me get my sparkling water.
Yeah. That's what NECA was giving. And you kind of saw NECA try to insert herself. But even when she said, like, I still feel nervous. And it's kind of, look, I listen, minority here. I feel bad for NECA because I feel like NECA did not realize what she signed up for.
I think she realized what she signed up for. But I think that first year.
Yeah.
But I think that first year, there has to be one person that lets you in. If that one person doesn't accept you as a friend, you are going to feel like the odd man out no matter what. And then you don't feel comfortable being yourself.
Yeah. And
did she have that connection with anybody? I don't think so.
No, and she looked very uncomfortable even on the stage. She looked gorgeous, by the way.
Yeah.
But she looked very uncomfortable, and I felt bad for her. But honey, when she told her husband how you can get out and go join wherever Juan is, I'm like, damn.
Oh, yeah. No, there's going to be, if NECA stays, I feel like we're going to see a completely different. I think NECA's just was like dipping her feet into the pool.
Yeah.
Like dabbling her toes. But who do you think, and we're not wishing this upon anyone, we're just predicting, who do you think's gone?
Robin.
That's it? Robin. I mean, other than...
Well, we know Candace. We know Candace Long, you know.
But do you think Candace quit or got fired? You're the producer.
Oh, honey. I just don't think people quit. I think it has to be a very drastic situation.
I don't think you try that hard at the reunion and then quit.
Yeah, the thing is this: when Monique,
you don't print out leaderboards and then quit. You don't need 42
was that extra credit work
and then quit.
The people who quit, you knew they quit. Like Lisa Vanderpump, it was obvious, right?
Yeah, she didn't come to the reunion. She stopped.
Yeah, like you're gone. Clearly, yeah. Monique Samuels after the binder, it was like, yeah, she's like, I'm over this shit. Plus, she's wealthy, so yeah. I also think it's no surprise that a Candy, a Portia, a Bethany, a Lisa Vanderpump. These women who are like millionaires are like, I don't need it. So I don't think quitting Housewives is on anyone's bingo card.
Yeah, no.
No.
But okay, so you think Robin, Candace, who else?
I would like to see Ashley go.
But I think Dr. Wendy's staying.
See, I like Dr. Wendy, and I'm not saying that because we're friends, because I also love Giselle and Robin. I like what Dr. Wendy brings to the show. I really want another season where I'm able to see her and Giselle get along. I'm sick of this.
I'm wanting to see a season of her getting along with anyone. I want to see a season of her having
along
fun
with Karen. She gets along with Candace. She made up with Mia.
Being a show friend and not having any sort of real connection with somebody, it does not count. She was on there to promote her talk show and her candles and her all of her things. And that's fine. Do it. But then at least make me believe. And her rolling oreganos, like, but make me believe that you really like somebody on the show. That's
I really believe that her and Candace were friends.
Well,
no,
it's a shame because we know.
Wait,
where that
no,
is.
You don't think. Wait. No, Teddy, for real. You don't buy their friendship?
Do I think they hang? I think they hang out as much as Drew Sidora and Candace hang out right now. I mean,
that was good.
That's
poor
what
Drew
I think.
Sidora, right?
Well, I was like, how did I was like, one poor Drew. I love Drew, but
she's so sweet.
I'm like, what did Drew do? Like, what could Drew have done? We got to see that song at the reunion.
Oh, you made it that far. Okay, great. Listen, I think Drew is so sweet. I'm like, why is Drew catching strays? Like, damn, Candace, what happened?
I need to know. I need to know. I'm like, what did she? It feels like a paid promotion type of situation. Like once, you know how it goes. Like once, a promoter, someone reaches out to you, and then if you were to go on your own, but like that's the world of Housewives. Like if you're on a group text, and then somebody wants to message you after, and like we want to book you for this.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Name them. Who's not going to say yes? I didn't really, to be honest, watching Candace and Robin hate each other wasn't interesting to me.
I don't care. I don't care. No.
I don't care about the DMs. I don't care what was said. I don't really care about the screenshots. I don't need to see it. But what I do need to know is what the heck Gordon is going to say next week that we haven't already heard. I'm like,
is it a health issue? It was.
Is it Gordon that is Mia's father? Like,
you're so gross. I mean,
well, did they make out? Have we ever seen them be physical? I'm like, this has got to be a huge reveal. Why he's like, I don't know that anyone's ever spoken about this. I'm like, what haven't we spoken about?
No,
we've spoken about everything.
This is not a TLC show. Like, that is not her dad. I think it has something to do with his health. And listen, with that being said, I hope I'm wrong, but it sounded to me like it was a health thing.
No, I don't think so.
You think but you know how this shit works, right? I'm a producer. It could be something so lame that
it could be something we already know. Yeah. Like she was having sex with Ink since high school. No shit. We already guessed that.
Yeah, we knew that. We knew that. So the fact that she now has said that Jeremiah, her son, is definitely Gordon. So we got that out the way. So I don't know. That's why I feel like it has something to do with him versus them.
I still want to understand the financials of their relationship. I don't know why I care, but I still want to understand why Mia's having to pay for Gordon.
I know. It's pretty. Listen, one thing about Mia that I like, at least she is very honest and she loves. I appreciate the fact that even her getting a hall pass, she didn't go and like sleep with like the rapper or the NBA player or like whatever. Like she went back to her first love. So I think that goes to show you that Mia just loves love.
I think Mia wants to be loved. And I don't think Gordon had the capacity to love her the way that she wanted
to
be
loved. You said financially? Okay. Mm-hmm.
No, right. But capacity. Anyway, I think financially or... I just even seeing him, I like seeing him speak to her. I think he looks at her in a way like you were this little prize that I had.
Yeah, for sure.
And that you were for like, sure. I think there's a difference when you look at somebody like a possession versus a love, you're going to be treated differently.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I agree with that.
But Gordon does appreciate the opportunity to address everything. And reminder to everyone to buy tickets to Carlos King's live tour, Reality with the King. Purchase tickets at kingdomreignet.com/links. That's kingdomreignet.com/links. And you guys, Tam will be back later this week. So we will get our shit together for two cheese in a pod and get you more episodes. Carlos, yeah, anything else you want to share with us?
No, listen, Reality of the King podcast. My podcast dropped 2 episodes a week wherever you get your podcast. So thank you.
Do you have anyone juicy coming on?
Stay tuned.
Oh, you're like such the influencer now. They're like big things coming.
Don't call me a TikToker now.
I'm going to start doing those videos where I'm like in the kitchen. I'm like, my kids asked for peanut butter and jelly. So they're not. However, I can get that paycheck. All right. Thanks you guys for tuning in. I appreciate you, Carlos. Love you so much. And always have
love
so
you.
Much fun.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.